It's time again for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Vinnie Coffin describes how her mother Barbara joins her two best friends, piles into a station wagon with trunks of costumes and a huge set on top, and tours small U.S. stateside bases from 1942 to 1945.
My mother and Faith Richardson and Florrie Forbes all met at Bennington, and then Faith was the one that thought, wow, we should be doing something for the war effort. So in the fall of 1941, she walks into a USO office and said, hey, I'd like to help in the war effort. Maybe I can write a script for a show to be performed. And the lady there said, we don't need scripts, we need shows. We don't have anybody doing shows. Can you put a show together? Let's do it, yeah. What they were finding is that there were so many people that were drafted so fast that there were all these small bases, basically holding centers for people going overseas. You know, they're in small towns. There's nothing for people to do on when they have a weekend or a night off. So that was the niche that the troupe filled. Florrie, she was the stage manager. My mom was the music director and the main solo singer, and Faith was the choreographer and overall director. When they performed, they got $10 a week, but they're performing one, two, sometimes three shows a day. The troupe was issued a station wagon. Florrie built some wooden frames in triptychs, so there were three panels in each 30-foot wide set. So they folded in, you know, probably 10 foot high. All of those would go on top of a station wagon. I would like to read some lyrics from the gay 90s song that closed my mother's last set. Three tuxedo girls are we, full of fun and jollity, fond of fun as fond can be when it's on the strict QT. This is the song that then ended up in ta-ra-ra-boom-dee, and they'd all do the can-can, you know. They were performing the finale, the can-can, and they got six or seven encores. You know, the men were wild, and they were so enthused, like, oh, we've really reached this audience. They went backstage. They were taking off their costumes, and one of the girls realized she'd forgotten to put on her bloomers. And little things about my mom. As an older woman, I noticed we'd be driving around, I'd be in the driver's seat, and she'd hear a siren or some other, you know, city noise, and she'd say, oh, that's an E flat. She heard music everywhere. My mother would have been 100 years old this month, and it's also the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, so I felt it was really time to start telling the story of the other USO.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.